How's your day going? Well, on my computer, the weatherman says it's partly sunny. But before now, when I was outside, it was not partly sunny. It was raining. And someone was already lamenting, "Oh, my generator, my generator, my generator. Who will help me cover it? I don't know if my neighbor is even around. Oh, I have my clothes outside. Oh, my goodness me." But the weather was hot this morning. The sun was shining earlier today. How come it's already cloudy? It's already red. What kind of weather is this? Yeah, well. It's not the end of the world. It's just that your clothes are wet. And maybe you were planning to wear those clothes, so that particular clothes, tomorrow. Your plan was, when I come home this evening, it must have been dried, right? And then I will iron the clothes and wear it tomorrow. Well, I don't know. Whatever it is that this particular rain of this few minutes now has spoiled or seemed to have spoiled for you, or you're assuming it may have spoiled, take heart. In case you were expecting me to say something very out of the norm, you know, there's nothing else I can tell you than for you to take heart. What else will you do now? The weather is what it is, right? So calm down, all right? Don't get all angry, become touchy, and all of a sudden you're no longer happy, you're moody, irritable, and all whatnot. And then people are now like, "What's it now? What's your own? Relax. What is it? What's the problem? What's happened?" They don't know. Rain is falling. But you cannot now concentrate and sell what you're selling. You cannot now concentrate and type what you're typing. You cannot now do something. Why? Rain is falling. Your mind is in your home. The windows you did not shut. And how you're just imagining that your mattress is going to get wet, or water is going to enter your kitchen or enter any part of your house. And all of a sudden, your entire mood has changed. I've got a message for you. If you can't change the situation, instead of changing yourself and becoming, I don't even know how the word tiger knots came into my mind. But hey, instead of actually, really, I'm being serious right now. If you can't change the situation, now, instead of becoming antagonistic, right? Instead of becoming really irritable or even depressed, hey, how about you take your mind off what it is that you just cannot change? And think about the positive. Are you alive? Yes. Do you have house? Yes. You have clothes? Yes. But rain is falling on the clothes, yeah? Yes. But you have clothes, right? Some people don't have clothes. Will you be able to dry those clothes later? Yes, but that is, just answer the question. Yes, right? Yes. So why must every other person in the office pay for the fact that rain is touching your clothes? Yeah. I'm just saying, relax, all right? So let's talk about motive for action, or motive for actions. And when we hear the word motive, you know, people ask, "Well, what's your motive for doing what you're doing?" Or you can say, "What's your motivation for doing what you're doing? Why are you doing what you're doing? What's the reason for doing what you're doing? What is the motive for this action that you're taking?" That's what we're talking about, motive. So something is pushing you from within to do what you're doing. All right. Excuse me. So people get into business and you see someone has opened a business somewhere. And generally you just think, okay, this person is in it to make money, which is a general motivation for anybody to get into business. But for some people, the reason they're doing that particular business is not because they want to make money per se. Yeah, it might surprise you really why some people set up businesses that they set up. Some set up a particular business to cover up the main business they're doing. They're doing something really shady. But because people are beginning to look as if they are questioning, or people are already questioning, what are you doing to make money now? They've now come out open supermarket. Wah. Say supermarket that is, it's not a supermarket. He knows that he's doing illegal oil refining. I'm just saying. I'm sure you did not hear me. Did you hear me? He knows that this supermarket he has opened now, that's not where the money is coming from. But everybody's mind goes away from the fact that we have not known what this man or what this lady has been doing for the past maybe 4 or 5 years. All right. But all of a sudden, everybody begins to see the person as a supermarket owner. That man that owns that supermarket. And that's it. End of questions. Nobody's asking anymore. Right? So they're not doing that business. Is not where the money is coming from. That business is not there. The motive is not to make money. The motive is to shut people up from asking relevant questions. And then another one. I heard this one somewhere. A landlady that opened business so that the tenants will not use that space to do their own business. She's seldom there. Like, every time you come, that shop, you know, some of these shops where the person, the shop is open, right? But the protector is locked. The shop is always locked, really. You peep inside, yeah, there are goods there, but there is never nobody. Nobody's ever in that shop. So she has opened that business so that this, her tenants, will not come and take that place. Now that they are already beginning to ask, can we, they know, I want to sell markets. I want to do business there. Next thing, she has gone to buy one or two things, put them in the shop, and then the shop is always locked. Maybe one person will buy one cup of gari in the entire week. It's just one cup or three cups of gari. She doesn't care. That business is not there to make for her to make money. That's not the motive for doing that. Is it wrong to start a business? No. Is anything evil about starting a food business? Nothing. Nothing at all. But what is the motive for that action that seems good? The motive is a bad one. Motive for actions. So something, the thing about motive is that sometimes you may ask people, why are you doing what you're doing? And they tell you certain things. They give you their reasons. But truly, you know, as it's said in the Bible, you cannot really know the intent of the person's heart, of a man's heart. You're not the spirit in the man, so you don't really know. It's what the person tells you that you know, right? So someone might actually tell you a particular thing as their motive, but that is not their motive. They know that that's not the motive. So when people take actions or choose to not take action over anything, whether for good or for bad, sometimes we tend to focus on the action because that's what is tangible. That's what we see. Nobody really knows what's in the heart of that person unless they tell you, this is the reason I'm doing what I'm doing. But as I already said, people may lie about the real intent for their action. So I've given like two different examples now. And before I started, when I started the show earlier on, I gave another example about an employee who goes on taking different courses and trainings to upskill in their career. That's what it looks like to everybody. This person is doing this because they want to grow. They want to become better. It's a good thing, right? But you don't really know that the motivation for what they're doing is that they are eyeing that office, deputy controller or maybe senior manager, or there's a particular office they're eyeing. They want to be in that office. And they know that one way to do it is to get the certifications, right? To back their push. Then it's their brother that is the bigger ogre. But, you know, perhaps the brother has told him or her, it's going to look somehow. It will look questionable if I just remove Mr. Whoever or Mrs. or Miss Whoever from that position and put you there. You know, it's going to raise eyebrows. They'll say, I'm favoring you, you know, so this is what you would do. Now, it's not because the person there is not doing a good job. No, it's not a matter of this person is there and not performing. The person is doing a great job. But because you feel, me too, I deserve to be there. The motivation for the courses, for the trainings, that is what we cannot see. All right? So let's talk about something. Okay, it seems I've dwelt on negative motivation for a good action or a seeming good action. All right? So how about a good motivation or motive for a seemingly evil action or bad action or something that a lot of people perceive to be bad? For example, this particular market, you people have been going there all this while, and then the government says this building should not be here in the first place. We're going to remove it. And second of all, we need to expand the road. This market is blocking the road. And then some people feel like, markets that we are managing since that we have been here. But really, if you actually look at town planning the way it should be, that market shouldn't be there in the first place. And second of all, that place is supposed to be a road. Should be wider. So people's markets demolished, bad. But there is something good coming your way. I'll hear from you after the commercials, all right? Don't go anywhere. I'll be back.
Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Two, and yes, we're talking motives for actions on the Sunny Side. My name is Constance. All right, so let me reel out my questions and hear from you. So I've taken out time to explain, all right, what this conversation is about. So now here's what I want to know. Does motive matter to you when something positive or good is being done? Does it matter what the motive behind this good thing that we're all seeing and celebrating is? That's on a personal level right now. So think about it. For you, does motive matter when something good is being done? And then, okay. So the second one is, would you embrace or accept something bad or to be a part of something bad or evil or something that may seem evil presently? for a greater good in the future? Would you say, yes, I know that this right now is bad, but in the future it's going to be better? You can give me examples, all right? Because sometimes what people, generally there are things that are termed evil, and everybody knows. Everybody will see that this is evil, okay? But then also there are things that people might perceive to be evil, but it is not. It's only evil based on their belief system. They tell you this is evil, this is bad, but it's based on their belief system. If we table it before every, let's say we choose one person or two from every tribe in all the world, and we table it there, and everyone is not saying the same thing, saying that this is bad, then it's not bad, right? So it depends on your perspective. So I would like to get examples. I hope this rain is not going to affect my phone calls, because I would want to hear from you, all right? But in case you're trying to call in, or you try to call in and you cannot get through, please send me a message. Get on WhatsApp and type it, and let's hear from you. The number to send your messages to is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And then let's take your calls now. The number to call is 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. We're talking motives for actions right here on the Sunny Side. All right,
070-0923-0923.
Hello.
Hello,
Constance. Hi, you're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Mark. I'm going for my own.
All right, please go
now,
on.
Now, I keep on asking. You're talking about motive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I keep asking this question concerning this Naira issue. Now, they say the two money should go together now. I keep asking, what is their motive? What is their intention? What is their achievement so far? Is the achievement is just to punish Nigerians, or what is their motive of doing what they have done? Please give me an answer to this question.
Are you sure you're following the conversation, Mark? What's your name? His name is Mark. No, it's funny the way some people just... Oh my goodness. I'm sure he'll be feeling so good right now. He'll feel like, yes, thank God she's talking about motive. Let me call her and ask her, what is the motive for all this Naira thing that they have done now? Let me ask her. And that's after I've asked my questions. Okay. Mike, if you want me to answer you, you give me, what is this thing? Flight money. Because me, I cannot be calling anybody to find out how to reach CBN governor. No. I have to travel from here to Abuja. I want to meet him one-on-one. Like, I cannot be answering this question by asking other people. No! So you would give me flight money, going and coming back to Abuja. You know now, that's where he is. And second of all, you will not give me money that I will give the people that will help me to open doors so that I can reach him directly, sharp. You know, it's not easy now. I cannot just go there because I'm going to book appointments, right? And before I get to that place where I'm not booking appointments to, you have to tell some people, just help me so that I can see Oga. Uh-huh. And then you will now give me money that I will pay the company as I am going on this unofficial assignment. So that when they say, if I now insist I'm going on leave that nobody sent me, they will not collect it from my salary. So you give me money for that one. Which other money are you giving me? I need to feed now. If I'm going to Abuja and to reach the CBN governor is the kind of hotels there. It's another money. And depending on how many days or weeks before I'm able to see him. Ah. Mike or Mark, I hope you have long money that can do all of these. Hello?
Hello?
Please turn off your radio set. Okay. All right, please do well to call back. And I'm asking you, does motive matter to you? Do you ever consider motive when something good is being done? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Kenny Mahmoud. I didn't want to
say. Your voice is very low. What did you say your name is?
Kenny.
Oh, God. I'm finding it really hard to hear what you're saying. Please call back. Yeah, it is raining. And the forecast says light rain right now, and it's going to be heavy rain soon. So I don't know if it's already heavy where you are. And definitely, I know it's going to affect the phone lines. So do well to send me a message, all right? That's better. Send me a message. You can get on Twitter and tweet at NigeriaInfoPH, or you can drop a comment on Facebook, right? If you are able to log in, get on Facebook and let's hear from you. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And then for those messages, you can as well send them to 0809 030 6416. 0809 030 6416. It's amazing. I'm even receiving messages that are for Ifeemi. So these are messages that were supposed to come in since morning, and they're just dropping at this time, 2:35. All right, this one came in 2:30. You can call back, all right, especially if you called before and I couldn't hear you. And that reminds me, when I started the show, I asked you to share with me something spectacular that has happened to you yesterday, in case there was something out of the ordinary, something really incredible, all right, that happened to you yesterday, just yesterday, Monday, 13th March. Share with me. I want to hear from you as well, okay? And then there was a particular message I did not read at that time. I actually marked it so that I will read it later. I'll come back to that. Hello.
Hello, Nigeria Info.
Yes, you are on Nigeria Info. What's your name?
My name is God's Will.
All right, God's Will. God's Will, did you come to answer present auntie? Or is this still a network issue? Hello. Hello. Are you there? Oh my goodness, the person doesn't even know. Alright, keep those calls coming, alright? So I'd like for you to share with me your opinion on the conversation. Motive or motives for actions. Does it matter to you if the motive behind a good action or seemingly good action is bad? If the motive behind a good deed was actually evil, does it matter to you? Hello.
Hello.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Godfrey. My name is Godfrey. Sorry, I called back. My network was breaking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from an Igrita.
Okay. Definitely came to answer, present auntie. Yeah, you can't tell me otherwise. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Mike calling from Port Harcourt.
Okay, Mike. Go on.
Yeah. I want to share what happened to me yesterday.
Oh, all right.
And also, it's still happening today, but I just want to say this so that some people will be and help to other people also.
Okay.
In this kind of issue of transfer, POS, and every other money issue.
Okay.
Yesterday, constant, my experience, though I'm a boat driver, but do you know, some people use this medium of issue with transfer and money to a kind of punishing other people and cheating other people. It's not good.
So what happened?
the experience what I have yesterday is that how could you pick somebody and drive the person peacefully to the person's destination? The person will enjoy cool, good comfort, and enjoy the car and the AC and everything. When he gets to his destination, you know that the transfer will not work. Why didn't you tell the person, okay, leave it, this is where I stay, you can come any other time to collect money? They will be doing fake transfer for people. Some other will transfer. And you say, look at it, they have debit me. It's not about debit, it's for the person to get his own money.
Okay, so hold on. Your story is really dragging. I'm trying to find out the meat of the story. So is it that you picked somebody and you got to the destination and the person transferred money and it did not work?
Yes, it did not work until now. I'm still calling, and the person was, the father and the people come and say, don't worry. When the network is okay, we'll go to POS, we'll do. Since that yesterday, till now, I'm calling all of them. None of them is picking the call. And it's not good. It's not just one person. It's not just two. It's not good. Okay. We are buying fuel in our car to do the work. And we are using it to burn also.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. And sorry you had to experience that. Ooh. All right. Keep those calls coming. And please stop doing fake transfers. Really. Okay, so this person here says, it was my birthday yesterday. Oh, okay. And my other half is officially the best husband on the planet. Anonymous. Okay. Over time, my definition of good or bad deed has evolved. What society and religion, especially in Nigeria, term good or bad is not necessarily the case. There's something my husband did some years ago that looked very bad. What stopped me from losing my mind was A, I know his soul, so I trusted his heart. B, long before we got married, I asked him how he would handle a particular situation if it arose, and I remembered his answer was actually what was playing out that looked bad. I don't know what made me ask him that question 13 years ago now, as it was not a regular question, but his foresight, courage, and heart for me has made me cherish him more. Aww. All right, thank you for sharing. All right, so it seems the network is really bad. I can't take calls. That's what I'm looking at. All right. So instead of struggling, really, but hey, keep trying, don't stop, right? You can as well type the message and send to me via WhatsApp. I'll definitely get it. 0809-030-6416. That's for you to send me messages via WhatsApp. And talk to me about what you think or what you feel when it comes to a motive behind an action. So let's say someone lends you a helping hand today, does the same thing tomorrow, does the same thing another time. It's a good thing, but then you realize that this person is doing it with a bad intention. The motive for all this help was actually bad. Would it negate the help that you've gotten from this person in your mind? Are you going to scrap all the good things they've done? So this is why you have been coming close and being nice, so that you will come close and come and steal from me. Yeah. So it's not going to negate all the while, all these times, all these other times that this person was there helping you. Maybe carry heavy stuff into your shop or from your boots to your house or something, you know. This person has just been there helping every now and then. Even without you asking, they are there at your beck and call. So far you are driving in, hey, this person appears. He wants to know what you have so that he can help you carry them, lift the heavy things and move into your house. You know, they're always there. And then you discover that this young man that you have been seeing as, very humble, very nice young man who has been helping me. That's the motive, actually, was for him to come close and bring his people to come and steal from your house. So is it going to negate? Is it going to make every other good thing they've done to become rubbish to you. Let's talk. All right, so this person says, if one is too attracted to the opposite sex in a church and then stops attending that church, is this bad? Since the motive is to avoid immoral action of the mind. Why I'm laughing, really. I don't know if I'm laughing because of the way you coined your message, or the message really is what's making me laugh. I don't know. But I'm laughing. I think it's how you coined the message. He says, since the motive is to avoid immoral action of the mind. Like, what is immoral action of the mind? Huh? Lordy Lord. Oh my God. Okay, so another question I have for you, Mr. Avoiding Immoral Action of the Mind, yeah? In that same church, is there a corner you can sit in that church and not be looking at the opposite gender? Is there a way you can come earlier and sit in front and focus on pastor? Unless maybe the pastor is female and she knows how to, you know, to slay. Then you can go home. Go and look for another church. I beg to avoid immoral action of the mind. Oh, my word. Yeah, but I think that's also the beauty of it. That's why we have different churches, right? So you must not attend a particular one. Even some churches, in case you say, oh, I'm a bona fide member of, right? They have branches these days. So you can go to another branch. It mustn't be the one closer to your house. People are doing it, so you can as well do that, right? In case you say that's where I was born, baptized, bred, buttered, and everything. All right, go to another branch. And if you're going to that branch where they have a lot of youths, go and look for the one where they have more of the elderly, so that you will not be committing immoral acts of the mind. The network is good, all right? So keep those calls coming. 0809 for your messages on WhatsApp, though. 0809-030-6416. Okay, now, Uncle, you must not attend church physically. Please, attend church online. He's responding to what I've said so far. He said, thank you, but one will definitely meet the opposite gender. Yeah, you will. So attend church online. Many churches are online. Go to their Facebook pages and you will find out when they're having their services or what time their services will start and join them. At least they're not showing the people in the church. They usually show only the podium, maybe the pulpit. So yeah, attend church online. Leave me alone. All right, so we're still discussing reasons for action. Sorry, motives rather for action, right? Or you can as well call it reasons. So there are usually different reasons. Sometimes, right, someone might have a good and a bad reason or a good and a bad motive for something. But would you say because there's a negative motive, the negative force has a stronger pull on the positive? So because there was actually a negative motive there, we scrap it because the motivation, the reason for doing this thing. So somewhere in your mind you were thinking, so somehow you were even imagining, so that's part of why you did this thing, part of the reasons you have been. No, but I know people who would say, why don't you tell yourself to allow the good intention or the good motive to rule over the negative motive? And this brings me to another angle, right? So let's say I had an evil or bad motive for doing what I'm doing, which is something good. Because what I'm doing is something good, can I now change My motive, I'm already doing it. My motive for doing it is actually bad. All right? So can I now change my intention? Back to the other example I gave. The young man who's always coming around, the reason he's doing that is so that tomorrow when he shows up at your door, the gate man will not ask him questions, right? You just open the gate and let him in. And then he can come into your house and steal something. But because of the warmth he's getting from you, the kind of reception he's gotten from you and your family, he now decides, okay, even though my motivation really for being such a helpful person to this family is because I wanted to do something bad. So my motivation for helping them is actually evil. An evil that I plan to do. But because my good has been accepted in such an overwhelming manner, I now decide that, okay, I'm going to continue this good. And in fact, I'm dropping my evil motive. I'll just continue to be nice to these people, to be helpful whenever they need me. And I no longer care if they let me into their home or not. I no longer want to steal from them. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Grace. From
All right, please go on.
All right. Most times, I feel concerning the matter on ground, I think most times it's because of circumstances prompts the person, or rather prompts the motive at which the person does a thing. Now, from the instances you gave, from the illustration you gave about the guy and the church and not wanting, the best thing is take your eyes off that girl and let your mind be on what the preacher is preaching.
No, he didn't say it's a particular girl.
Sorry?
He did not say it's a particular girl. He's talking about the opposite gender. So anything that is female is the problem.
Okay. So in that case, I feel most times you might go out of... Okay, now take for instance, I have fallen victim before. Yeah, where I know that what I'm about to do isn't right.
Mm.
But I went ahead doing it only for me to get myself into trouble. You get?
Yeah.
So most times, it is not because I really wanted to do that which had gotten me into trouble.
Mm.
But the circumstances surrounding the problem was what made me take that action. You get? So basically, I feel the reasons behind most people acting is circumstances. So I think that's my take on this issue.
All right. Thank you very much. And because we are still in the election season, I can't run away from this. Getting into elective position, is it a bad thing? No, it's not. Leading a people, or like they claim they want to serve you, want to be your servants in the House of Reps, where the millions will be entering my account. Servant. All right, so the action itself, right, of serving, is it bad? No, it's not bad. But what's the motive, the person who is going there? What motive does that person have? What is the motive behind this person's action of wanting to serve? So that he can be in that position where he can perhaps siphon monies, control money, and do pepe dem gang. Motive. I think it's one of the things that have really come to play in the 2023 elections, right? And it's not just this year. It's been on for a long time where people are saying, why do they want to go back there? Why do you want to go back and be the leader? Why? You've served. I heard someone has been there since 2003. Wow. You've been serving for that long. Why do you want to go back again? Really, tell us the truth. And then you reel out your manifesto, and when we're hearing all the good things, but you know behind your, or right within your heart, truly what your motive is. So there could be a good motive to actually, you know, represent my people, but there could be the other motive where I want to be able to control money and nobody's questioning me. Oh my God. All right, so motives can actually be good or bad. Even though the action is still good, but the motive behind it can still be good and bad. It's just incredible, really. Nemeka Okorafor on Facebook says, I'm listening from Ada George Road. An old adage says, the end justifies the means, but I beg to differ. Every good intention should have a good motive or end. All right. And then Michael Okere. Michael now went to, on Facebook to go and be shouting, Constance, we don't know the motive of the CBN governor. Michael, I've told you what to do now. Yeah, so that I can go and find out for you and for all of us. Okay, very quickly now, this message here. All right, it's a life story from me. I had a staff and decided to help her. Most times she comes to work hungry, had to fall down out of hunger. I sincerely started supporting her, but in the long run, I had sexual feelings for her. Made attempts, but she declined. Okay. Your message is incomplete. All right, let's see. This person says, it won't negate, but their character will remind... Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. Okay, you're answering my question. Now I get. But their character will remind me of something I shouldn't have forgotten, that a channel is in the source. I believe the universe, God, my angels, send help whenever I need it or ask. How that help arrives is not really my business. If my car breaks down on a lonely road, I pray for help and a madman appears from nowhere and happens to help me. Is that an indication of from my angels that I should take him with me or have a relationship with him? No. Okay. All right. So this person who shared this message says it's a life story. I had a staff and decided to help her. Most times she comes to work hungry. I sincerely started supporting her, but in the long run, I had sexual feelings for her. Made attempts, but she declined. Recorded all our conversation, but now she's using it against me. Did you sexually harass her? What you're calling sexual attempts? What do you mean by attempt? Was it an assault? Yeah. Okay, I have to go. All right. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today. I'll be back tomorrow. Remember to follow us on social media, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH on Twitter, and Nigeria Info FM _ PH on Instagram. And you can find me, I Constance Mega, on Twitter, and Constance Mega for LinkedIn and Instagram.